right, BradCooney.com. I'd like to welcome to the show singer-composer Sofia Mengroso. Hello, Sofia. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm glad you came on the show. Before we get into your latest project, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, when you first got into making music and how that started?
Sure. So I'm a composer and a singer, and I write my own music and I produce it. I started my journey with music a long time ago as a child. I was taking classical singing lessons, and I started to play piano and harp. And just as I was developing my skills and progressing, and later on I just got interested in rock and metal, and I picked up that genre, and I just tried to use both styles, and just going with the flow, and music is what I live for. That's my love.
So you were just a child. You were young when you first started. Did your parents have musical backgrounds? What was it that got you into it in the first place?
I saw a piano at my friend's house, and I really wanted to play the piano. So I asked my mom to take me, to find a class for me. And that's how I started. Like, my parents did not have any music background. But I just had that strong connection. Like, my hands were, just itching to play the piano, and I'm very thankful to my mom that she took me seriously.
Yeah,
I just loved that. I just wanted to play, and then they got me the piano at home, and I started to play. And then, a few years later, I got into harp. I remember there was, a recital at school, and some kids were playing harp, too. And, I asked, can I try to play your instrument? And I really loved the sound of harp. Because, you can play anything on harp, and it will sound amazing. And it really gave me a wide, I would say, range to explore my musicality on harp, particularly. And I just loved that. So those were my two main instruments. Then I started taking singing lessons as well with an opera singer.
Where did you grow up?
Yeah. I grew up, I was born overseas. I grew up in Eastern Europe.
That's interesting. Yeah, I can hear you a little bit of have an accent still. I'm from New York originally, so I have a little bit of a New York accent. I live in the South, but I live in the South now, but people still hear my New York accent. You never can shake it all the way, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, our accents are just what makes us, I guess. So that's our personality.
Absolutely. Now, I did read that you're also a trained opera singer, which is real. I actually like opera myself. So when did you make this, the transition from opera into rock and metal? Or was metal first?
I would say, when I was a teenager, I heard some famous bands like Evanescence and Metallica. And I mentioned that a lot because those were my inspirational bands, and I love their music because I feel music is so much more than just one genre. And to me, I find that classical music blends into rock a lot because it's just so creative, and you can play around and you can just mix all kinds of instruments together. And with rock, it just gives me room to express myself. And I know classical music, of course, does that too, but it's just different. And I appreciate my training, and I'm very thankful for that because that taught me a lot of discipline that I can apply every day to my work. But rock just gives me power as a female singer, especially. So I love both, and I think it's just a lot of, I would say, you can bring up so much with rock and metal. So I don't see myself if I, like, there's no way I wouldn't like rock. Like, I was just meant for that. Like, I remember when I heard, I think, my first song, and I went to the store and I bought a record, and I just started to play on the piano. I played out all of the songs I was listening to, and I tried to, like, change something and add my own style to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a process of creation. There was, I can't say when the switch was, because it wasn't something one day to another. It was just a blend. Mm-hmm. I think it was very easy for me. It was just very organic, I would say.
If I could describe. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It was just a slow transition. It wasn't like a flick of the switch kind of thing. How many instruments can you play?
Yeah. I play piano, harp, and I'm learning to play electric guitar thanks to my amazing band members.
Yeah.
That got me into that.
That's great.
So, yeah, those are my instruments for now, but I wish I could play guitar more, but I just don't have enough time to practice.
Yeah.
Everything, but whenever I have free time, like, he's teaching me to play electric guitar.
I've been playing guitar for about 35 years.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
My mother was a brilliant musician. She passed away when I was young. Mm-hmm. She died of cancer when I was young. But she was a fantastic pianist, and she also was an absolute brilliant accordion player. And I have her accordion to this day, and I didn't try to play it for years and years and years and years. And one day I decided, you know what, let me see what I can do with this accordion. And
yeah.
Sophia, within 5 minutes, I put the accordion down and walked away from it, and even had more respect for my mom, because, like, I couldn't do it. There was just too many. It's not an easy instrument to play. I thought it was a lot. You know, I thought it was gonna be easier. That is a tough instrument to play.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
So, all right. So let's talk about your song "Unforgiven." It's a new single. I listened to it, and it's funny you mentioned that one of your influences is Evanescence, and your vocals are fantastic, by the way, and. I did hear that Evanescence influence a little bit in there in your vocals. It's a terrific song. So talk about the song a little bit, the backstory, what's the song about, and what inspired you to write it?
So right now, all of my music that you can find, it's about my past, and it has kind of story after story before I release the whole album. So all of my music is about my personal experiences, the things that I lived through, and Unforgiven especially, it has very, very important place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
This is about somebody in my life from the past that I had a very hard time to forgive. Yeah, and it's funny because the song is Unforgiven, right? And I wrote it a while ago, and I went back to it last year, and I just wanted to revisit my work again, and I thought, well, I think this story deserves to have something more than just, you know, be not noticeable, and I just put more time into it, and I kind of changed a little bit of something, and it really helped me to just let go of something that was holding me back emotionally. And this is how, in general, I write my music. I think, you know, I'm very grateful for what music gave me. It gave me just understanding that you should be grateful for everything that happens to you. And there is a lesson in everything. And I'm very thankful for all of my lessons that life gave me, including people that were in my life. And, you know, there is the single Unforgiven. It's just another story that I wanted to share.
Does this fact that you have this song, it's out, it's produced, it's finished, Does that offer, does that help some closure? Is that basically part of the plan? Is it get closure on something that happened in the past?
Yes. It just helped me to, you know, start a new chapter and just close. I close that page, I close that book, and I can move on. Mm-hmm. And to me, I don't want to hold to something from the past and think of it as something bad and dark. I'm just thankful, and I want to create something beautiful out of it. And through music, I can do it. You know, music gives me that power. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm happy. Like, people ask me, oh, why are you happy? Like, you should be, you know, I would be sad if I were you, but I can't. You know, this is why I write music. It helps me to stay happy and learn my lesson, and whatever that is, you know, I'm grateful for it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. You know, I tell you what else is pretty cool about it is, even though it's like therapy for you, but also people that listen to it, there's probably a ton of people that are inspired by your music. There's I'm sure there's people that walked similar paths and they hear your song and they can relate to it.
Yeah, I would love to inspire someone if it helps. Even one person, this is my goal, you know, this is why I write music. It's sometimes you have to face your pain, you know. Mm-hmm. I had to face a lot of pain and fears and just get through it, and music helps me to get through it. It's just something that keeps me going, you know, something I wake up every day for, and even at the darkest moments, like, music kept me going. Even when I wanted to quit and give up, like, I just come back to my instrument, and it's like meditation, it's therapy, you know.
Exactly.
I lose the sense of time when I play. I don't know what time is it, I don't know what day it is, like, it's just a food for my soul, and I'm like, just for everybody else, you know. I'm not the only one. I think anyone can relate to this, and you find something in your life, and if you can help other people using your craft, your tools, this is great.
Yeah, you know, I look at music as, it's basically, it's universal medicine. It's
exactly.
And the thing about music that's really intriguing to me is every culture on the earth, no matter what religion, it doesn't matter what someone's skin color is, every culture on the earth has music as far back as history can record. Music's been a part of every culture.
Yeah.
And it is a universal medicine. Yeah. It's therapeutical for not only the artist, but it's also therapeutical for the listener. When that artist sings their songs, especially live performances, and they look out into the crowd and they see people with tears coming down their faces of joy or whatever emotions, and they're singing the lyrics back to the artist that wrote it, it's like a two-way medicine. You know what I mean? It's therapeutic for both sides.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this song go ahead, finish your thought. Yep.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know how people say, like, let go of your past and just forgive. And yeah, there is truth in that. I would agree. However, I find power when I go back to my past. I don't just forget about it and I don't use it. I find ways to get my power back. Mm-hmm. And this is part of the reason I wrote Unforgiven. It's not about, you know, you've been weak and you just, you know, suffering, you know, or whatever you want to forget. Just get your powers back. You know, you deserve it. You need to, you know, make your presence, stand your ground. You know, this is what this is about.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's almost like a boxing match. Like, when you're in a boxing match, it's just two opponents in the ring and one boxer fights the other boxer, but in between rounds, they both get to go sit down in the corner for a minute and kind of get their breath, you know, and get a glass, and you get a shot of water real quick, cool off, and then one of them is going to get up and knock the other one out or defeat the other one. So you try to get that power, you know, try to get that get back.
Exactly.
Yeah. I get it.
Explore your, I would say like explore your shadows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People just tend to turn away from it, but what if you face it? Face yourself, face the person you really are, like find out who you really are and face it, and mm-hmm. don't be afraid of it, you know?
Yeah, it's true. I agree. So this song is part of an upcoming album. Now, last I read about you, I'm not sure if this album was released yet or if you still have not released it. So can you talk about if you have a title for it? Is there anything you can add to what I read as far as this album you're about to drop soon?
Yes, the album is coming soon, mid of April, and I have a title for it. It's gonna be called Unforgiven.
Okay, yeah.
And I was just going between, you know, back and forth and thinking of what would be the right name for it, because I have so many ideas and so many, you know, so many emotions, but I just decided to call it Unforgiven because this is the purpose right now for me. And I don't see any other name, like just that name.
Yeah, I get the my intuitive feel is that you're spot on with that title. Just listening to you and talking to you for the last 15 minutes, the song's important to you, so why not make it the self-titled track and name the record after,
right,
after that song? So I really just feel all the bells and whistles are telling me I think you made the right choice.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course, you're welcome. Now, we did touch a little bit on your influences, like Evanescence. Who are some of your other musical influences besides that group? I know you mentioned Metallica. Who else?
I would say there is a lot. Those are the main bands, but I like Seether.
Oh, very great. I just saw them in concert, like was it? It was the summer before last. They came to our city fair.
So cool. I'm going to see them in April.
Oh, wow. They still sound great. I was shocked how good they still sound. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's like my childhood dream.
Yeah, yeah.
To go.
Yep.
I like Green Day a lot.
Oh, me too, me too.
Yeah. Who else? I like Nightwish. Have you heard of Nightwish?
Of course. Absolutely. Nightwish, huge. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love them. And I also like Him. Have you heard of Him? H-I-M?
No. Is it a rock? What kind of music?
Yeah. They call themselves Love Metal.
Huh.
I mean, they're a rock band. They're rock, but they call themselves Love Metal. It's like very sentimental. But heavy instruments, amazing vocals. You should look them up.
Him.
They're from Finland.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I will. I like that. I like a lot of the Scandinavian metal, too. A lot of the thrash bands that come out of there. Sweden and Finland and Norway. There's some really good ones. All right, so last thing I got before you, I'll let you wrap it up. And I'll let you tell everybody where they can follow you and all that stuff in just a second. What are some goals you have for 2024? We just flipped into a new year. Do you want to do some live performing maybe? What are some goals? What do you want to get done over the next year or so?
I have a lot of plans. So I'm going to do some collaborations, which I can't talk about it today. And I'm gonna do more recordings. There's more music coming out. I have a whole album, just classical album, that's gonna come out. And I have some performances coming up as well in Texas, LA, and Las Vegas. And just my goal really is like, I do wanna perform more live, and I want to see the people and have interactions with people. And this is what I really enjoy doing. Like, I enjoy live performances when you just see, you know, you look at people's faces and you see the emotions they have. And I want to go myself to see some concerts. Like I mentioned, I'm going to see Seether and maybe some other bands. Just getting out there more. You know, I have some goals to achieve, and what I learned is just you have to get out of your comfort zone and you have to work for it and go and get it. And that's the plan. Like, it's simple. Just more work and, you know, I'm going to get out and explore and share my music.
Well, that sounds like a great plan for 2024. I have no doubt you will achieve those goals. Everybody out there listening, you've been listening to Sofia Mengroso. She's a singer and a composer, very, very talented, multi-instrumentalist, which I really, really have mad respect for. The song is called Unforgiven, and that's the name of the record that we learned here on the show as well. So get out there and support her. So Sofia, tell everybody out there where they can follow you on your social media, where they can get your music, if you have any merchandise, website, anything like that. Mic is yours.
You can find me on Instagram, you can find me on Spotify, YouTube Music, basically everywhere, everywhere you can find music.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I have a website too, you can find it on my Instagram, so just type my name, and if you enjoy my music, great, this is the goal. I just want people to find something useful and something that they can relate to and, you know, just have a good time.
All right. Well, I had a lot of fun talking to you. Whenever you got some new stuff you want to talk about, just let us know. We'd love to have you come back on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you.